I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week for what must be a truly unique event, a return visit to Preston. In the 1660s, the highwayman Claude Duval made frequent robberies from stagecoaches on the roads of Lancashire. A notorious womaniser, Duval had several wives and mistresses, making love in a different town every night, including Burnley, Warrington, and on one occasion, Upper Ramsbottom. The 1950s crossword compiler George Wilkinson lived to a great age in Preston, and on his 100th birthday got an anagram from the Queen. In 1960, Preston became one of the first cities in England to have traffic wardens. However, one of these first wardens found the pressure of the job and the public disdain affected him so badly that his love life suffered, and one night his wife announced she was to divorce him. He complained it was so unfair, as he'd only stopped for 5 minutes. The meat stew known as Lancashire Hot Pot, which originated in the cotton towns of Lancashire, slow cooks in your house while you're out at work. The Liverpool version is called Scouse and is eaten in your house while you're out at work. The Star Wars actor Kenny Baker lived in Preston. At just 3 feet, 8 inches tall, Kenny played the part of R2-D2. When not filming, he works for Ryanair as a legroom tester. The city's famous football club, Preston North End, was known for a time as Preston Nelson. This was because it was believed they'd do better with a bunch of half-blind men with limbs missing. Preston North End's last trophy win was the FA Cup in 1938. How many teams can claim to be still going after such a long time without success? Let's meet two. On my left, Barry Carr and Brian Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Victoria Wood. And making a return to lend a hand with the team's points, please welcome our delicious scorer, the ever-lovely Samantha. Well, we start this week with a look at the Uxbridge English Dictionary. And the English language has many words which appear to mean the same thing, but in fact provide subtle variations in meaning. For example, many people don't know the difference between accents and dialects. Well, accents are ways of pronouncing words that indicate the place of origin or social background of the speaker, while dialects are the baddies in Doctor Who. Words are constantly changing their meanings, so I'll ask the teams to suggest any new definitions they may have spotted recently. Tim, would you start?
Pyromaniac, one who collects glass baking dishes.
Barry?
Stylist, pig farmer's inventory.
Graham?
Bungee, the one after Bun F.
Victoria?
Essex. It's the next county to Suffolk.
Hindsight. Builder's cleavage.
Is it me?
Can be.
Sounds very like it.
Acropolis. Italian for short back and sides, if you don't mind.
Quaint, vulgar version of quizzent.
Splinter, Chinese runner.
Lancelot, a doctor during a boil epidemic.
Faint, vulgar version of fizzent.
Trifle, Yorkshire gun.
Longitude, you need to cut it up smaller.
Farage, a garage that won't accept Volkswagens.
Twig, Yorkshire hairpiece.
Umbridge, card game for people who can't make their minds up.
Retail, Yorkshire bitter.
Tamper, what you take on a Yorkshire picnic.
Paint, vulgar version of peasant.
Well, the teams are going to sing along with a selection of discs now in the round called Pick Up Song. Samantha is now back at the record deck with this week's discs. You should sing along, teams, until Samantha turns the volume down. If, when the music returns, you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean underlying essential ideas conveyed or intended by something that's said or written. What do points mean? This week's prize will provide peace of mind to any householder who's worried someone might break in and use their mouthwash. It's this domestic gurgler alarm. So, Tim, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Lancashire-born George Formby singing When I'm Cleaning Windows.
Cleaning windows to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me, a window cleaner you would be if you can see what I can see. When I'm cleaning windows, honeymooning couples too, you should see them bill and coo. You'd be surprised at things they do. When I'm cleaning windows,
when I'm cleaning windows.
Okay, you next, Barry. I'd like you to accompany Elvis Presley singing Trouble.
If you're looking for trouble, you come to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed mountain jack because I'm evil. My middle name is Misery. Well, I'm evil, so don't you mess around with me.
Someone in the audience got an incredibly loud heartbeat.
It's my pacemaker, Jack.
Oh, it's your pacemaker. You now, Graham, would you accompany the scaffold singing Thank You Very Much?
Oh. Thank you very much for the entry, iron. Thank you very much, thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the entry, iron. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the birds and bees. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the birds and bees. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the family circle. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for the family circle. Thank you very, 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 very much. You don't know how much they all mean. They seem much better than my dreams.
Thank you, Graham. And don't worry, I'm sure we can cancel that Liverpool recording we've got in the autumn. Finally, Victoria, can you accompany local girl Gracie Fields singing Wish Me Luck as you wave me goodbye? The rest of you can be the chorus.
Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. Cheerio, here I go. on my way. Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. Not to tear, but to cheer, make it gay. Give me a smile I can keep all the while in my heart while I'm away. Till we meet once again, you and I. Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye.
Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. Cheerio, here I go on my way. Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye. Not to cheer.
It was very good, Tim, but Victoria's supposed to sing it.
Sorry.
The teams are going to demonstrate their acting skills now in the game called Sound Charades. This is based on the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, where teams mimed the titles of films or books against a strict time limit. In the original, the teams performed in silence and the audience enjoyed themselves noisily. This version is exactly the same, except the other way round. One of the most popular team members on Give Us a Clue was the actor and gourmet Christopher Biggins, who is currently appearing in Wind in the Willows. Eunice Stubbs said she popped into his dressing room during a lunch break and surprised him enjoying Toad in the Hole. Tim and Victoria, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here is the mystery voice.
50 Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay, and you'll be guessing this one, Barry and Graham. And audience, do feel free to clap if they're getting warm. So off you go, Tim and Victoria.
Okay, it's four words and it's a book and it goes like this. Oh, madam, how can I help you?
Well, I'm looking to buy some new furniture. Do you have this particular sofa? I love the shape of it, but do you have it in pillar box red?
I'm so sorry. No, we sold the last one of those. We only have this sort of colouring. Would you like to pick?
What colour's that?
Well, have a look at the chart here.
Yes.
That one's elephant.
Yes.
That one's battleship.
Yes.
That's Dorian.
Yes.
That one's elegy.
Right.
Clever one, that. There's old whistle.
Yes.
And Earl T.
Ah.
But we do have 44 others.
Okay. The end.
Shall we play with them, Graham? The listeners won't be able to see that.
No, but we'll enjoy it.
No, at least they didn't go through all 50.
Oh, that's right. Of the shades.
Of grey.
Right, your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title's now being exhibited to the audience here on the board. And once again, the mystery voice for you at home.
Later with Jules Holland. Later with Jules Holland.
TV and four words.
Four words.
Count them, four.
Four.
It goes like this.
Dougal.
Hamish. You'll have had your tea.
I've no time for tea.
No.
I'm preparing for the trip of a lifetime.
But, oh, you're not going out looking like that, are you?
Ah, you've noticed my diamond choker?
I should say I have. And is that a pearl and emerald fascinator?
No, that's my sporran.
Oh.
I keep it for best.
I'm not surprised. And look at your kilt. It's encrusted with rubies and sapphires.
Indeed, it goes with my gold and diamond brooch and matching tiara.
Things, man, you look like a Christmas tree.
Well, there's no point you looking under there for a present.
Always worth a try. Now, look here. When are you going, and indeed where?
In a wee while.
Aye.
In all my finery.
Aye.
To the Netherlands.
Ah.
Goodbye. Sounded like Highland Bling.
Is Jules anything to do with it?
Jules.
Not the jewel in the crown, that's five words. Jules.
Netherlands.
Netherlands.
There's no point in shouting Netherlands.
Holland.
And
Holland.
I wasn't leaving.
Holland.
Yeah.
Holland. Jules Holland. Jules Holland's hootenanny.
I wasn't leaving immediately.
Later with...
Later with Jules Holland.
Well, our next round is a tribute to the Archers, the everyday story of country folk. I have to admit, I am no expert on the countryside, and I suspect most of us wouldn't know an ash tree if it fell on us. Best prepare yourselves. According to the show's website, some strange things have happened since it started in 1951. For example, on various occasions during rehearsals, the studio has both been flooded and struck by lightning, and three actors have given birth there. So, incredible. They have rehearsals. Well, the teams are going to improvise a cheaper spin-off version of The Archers, and they've been provided with a box of sound effects to play in themselves. And the cast list is as follows. Tim, you'll be Brian Aldrich. Barry, you'll play Jazza. Graham, you'll play Joe Grundy. And Victoria, you'll be Clary. Linda, Peggy, Elizabeth, Susan, Sheila, Jill, Lillian, Ruth, Jennifer, and Usha. Every time I think it's time for a change of scene, I will do this with my hands. Okay, here goes.
We're off to Ambridge now, where there are worries over the future of the post office.
Oh, hello, Susan.
Oh, hello, Brian Aldridge, with your cravat and affairs.
Oh. Oh, you've noticed. Could I have one of my usual rifles, please?
Yes. And 32 change, thank you.
Oh, look out of the window. What's that?
It's Joe Grundy coming in on his legs. Hello, Joe Grundy.
Hello, you two.
He's usually
now,
legless.
What's all this I hear about the post office?
Oh, well, we're very worried. The post office is closing down. It's going to become a gentleman's lap dancing club.
So, why are you worried? No, I just popped in to see if you got any of that cocaine I ordered. My farmer's lung.
No, we've still only got the marijuana, I'm so sorry. The cocaine will be in next Tuesday.
I'll take an ounce of that, I'll pay cash.
And 32 change, thank you.
Oh, look out of the window, there's a coach pulling up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the Women's Institute outing.
Yes.
And all the ladies are getting off, aren't they, Joe Grundy? I think you noticed that through the window, didn't you?
I'm looking through the window, you two, and this is what I can see. I see the ladies getting off the coach. There's Lillian, Shula, Ruth, Jill, Clary, Jennifer, Linda and Usha. They're coming across the road and it looks like they've got a lot to say for themselves. They want to be careful crossing that road, though.
Yeah.
All right, time for the second scene, and there's some startling news from Penny Hassett.
Oh, come in, Jazza, you Scottish milkman. Let's have a nice cup of tea, shall we?
Oh, why not?
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to lock the door. Hang on a minute, I'll just fill the kettle. It's quicker than the tap. We hear you've got some terrible news from the village of Ambridge near the shore.
Oh, the terrible news. You would not believe your age. But there's a
Leave them. Oh, change them. That's take them. You would not cut it up with change. And furthermore, what's your point? Fall across the foot of the bar at their deed.
Okay, well, time for the final scene, and Kenton and Shula are planning a surprise.
Vehicle reversing. Vehicle reversing.
Kenton, I've got something terrible to tell you. Kenton. Kenton?
Oh, I'll be Kenton then.
Yes.
Hello, what is it? Whichever you are at the moment.
Well, obviously I'm Shula, can't you tell?
No.
I just wanted to tell you, we've just had the news from the hospital, and we are twins. But that's not a good time to tell you, while we're sitting by the side of our dying mother, Jill, who was in that terrible coach accident.
Hello.
Here's the doctor now.
Hello, I'm the doctor.
Yes.
Oh, I've never seen you before.
And you'll never see me again. Now, I'm terribly sorry. I've got some very bad news for you.
Oh, what is
has.
It?
Yes, he has. Yes. Yes. Oh,
what
yes.
is it?
The post office is going to turn into a lap dancing club.
Never mind that. My mother is dangerously ill. Do you have any procedures that might save her life?
Well, I think there is one thing that we could try. Stand
okay.
back.
Yes. Count to three.
One, two, three. No, well, that didn't work, did it? anybody else got any suggestions? Jazza.
Well, you could basically provide yes. the thing and fix it up yes. and ruin the thing.
Yes.
And down the crotch and get back to it.
Yep.
Could work.
Yeah, it's an old trick. An old trick always worth trying, and it might just work. Here goes. By Jove, that's done them a power of good, hasn't it?
Yes. They're all out of the bed. They look ready for a good old dance.
They do, don't they? And I think they'll be up and about in no time enjoying themselves on the village green.
It's so nice to see everybody enjoying themselves. Who's that coming out of the bull? Jazza.
Jazza.
He looks frustrated
right.
by his inability to make himself understood. He's carrying a machine gun.
Oh, no.
Okay, it would be a wasted opportunity if we visited Lancashire and didn't immerse ourselves in the full extent of the richness and depth of the culture here. And besides, we've got 90 seconds to fill. Before we came to Preston, we put messages on social network websites seeking to meet locals who are exponents of Lancashire's oral heritage. And now we find we've been put on a register. So, teams, I've been provided with a list of traditional Lancashire sayings which are incomplete, and I'd like to test your local knowledge by asking you to finish them off. Okay, so we'll start with you, Tim. Can you finish off this popular Lancashire saying? There's most thrutching where there's...
A big thrutcher.
The actual answer is least room.
Oh.
Most thrutching where there's least room. What the hell is thrutching? Does anyone know? Or care?
Fidgets.
Ah, there's most thrutching where fidget. There's least room. Okay. Well, that's a very useful saying, that, isn't it? Now I've got that one. I can think of several occasions where I'll be using that in the next week or so. Victoria, here's one for you. Preston for pan mugs, Highton for pride, Childwell for toiling, and...
Alderley Edge for really nice kitchenware.
It's playing beside. Barry, when ability faileth...
Step aside with £450,000 and a pension pot.
He says, when ability faileth, friendship decayeth.
Graham,
what Lancashire thinks today...
Yorkshire claims it thought of first.
Is what Lancashire thinks today, England thinks tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I haven't finished. England thinks tomorrow. That was a stupid thing to think of. I wish Lancashire would stop thinking. Here are some for any of you to have a go at. One for sorrow, two for mirth, three for a wedding, four for a birth, five for rich, six for the poor.
Or seven for customer services.
She says seven for a bitch, eight for a whore.
Oh, customer services.
Oh, that started me thrutching.
Unless you're bacon, you would mar.
Stay out of the skip at the back of Spa.
It says you would mar, kill not your pig without the R, e.g. only kill pigs when the month has an R in it.
Is that what the voices tell you, Jack?
Halifax is made of wax and Heptonstall of stone. In Halifax, there's many a pretty girl
who'll talk dirty on the phone.
In Heptonstall, there's none. When the fern is as high as a spoon, you may sleep an hour at noon. When the fern is as high as a ladle, you may sleep as long as you're able. When the fern begins to look red,
serves you right for smoking in bed.
Then milk is good with brown bread. That's what it says. Yes.
What?
Does sound delicious, Lancashire. And finally, when the donkey sounds his horn, it is quite time to
leave the motorway.
To house your corn. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the show and also the end of this series. Aww. And I can honestly say I've never enjoyed myself more than reading that sentence. We'll be back with a special show on Christmas Eve. So until then, from the team, Samantha, myself and our audience here in Preston, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Pryor, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor and Victoria Wood have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.